It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is the weather, winter weather, making another comeback just in time for your Easter weekend.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, this series of valley rain and mountain snow is really going to kick off this afternoon.
That front will move in sometime in the afternoon, bringing valley rain and mountain snow. By evening, though, around 7, 8 o'clock, it'll probably have calmed down.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we could have a quarter inch of water in the valleys by tomorrow when we get a break, but by Saturday it picks back up. Matt says Sunday, though, is going to be the strongest. He thinks we could get 6 to 12 inches of snow in the mountains from end to end of the state. If you're headed to St. George this weekend to look for Easter eggs, just be prepared for wet weather on I-15 Sunday with a slight chance to see some snow mixed in with that rain. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
An early Easter could mean billions of dollars in retail losses. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with those details. Peter?
Yeah, Tim, U.S. retailers look ready to make $1.6 billion less than last year, according to a recent survey from the National Retail Foundation. Now, that's not to say that people aren't spending big on Peeps and Cadbury and other Easter purchases. The survey estimates a windfall of $22.4 billion is still coming for companies, and that's the second most ever. The National Retail Foundation found the top two things Americans are going to spend their Easter cash on are candy and food, with decorations at the bottom of the pile. 4 out of 5 Americans say they're planning to celebrate this holiday. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Gas prices keep jumping here in Utah and around the country. BYU economics professor Christian von Len talked to KSL TV about why the prices have jumped so far.
What's notable is that Utah's regulatory standard is a little bit stricter than many other parts of the country.
He says Utah's regulations make the state more susceptible to quick price fluctuations.
UTA getting millions of dollars to put towards transit projects.
The money comes from a $9.9 billion allocation in federal funding that's being distributed across the country as part of a law to support different transit agencies. UTA is getting $61 million, and they're planning on using the funds mostly for maintenance programs like bus and rail preventative maintenance, as well as doing some upgrading to tracks. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now the Baltimore Bridge collapse this week is now an international tragedy impacting families in multiple countries. Details from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Still missing and presumed dead is Miguel Luna, a father of three from El Salvador, and Maynor Sandoval, a father of two from Honduras. Sandoval's brother says he was the fundamental pillar of the family. The two victims recovered from the wreckage are identified as Alejandro Fuentes and Dorlian Cabrera. A man who knows the construction workers says the men were on a break, sitting in their parked trucks on the bridge to warm up when the bridge collapsed.
One of the workers recovered was identified by a driver's license in his pocket.
The crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried will be sentenced today. Federal prosecutors say he stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison.
His legal team pointing to FTX bankruptcy estate and how the company expects to fully pay back those customers. But experts say the massive impact of his fraud on the public could decide the number of years or decades he spends behind bars.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Bankman-Fried's lawyers argue a long sentence is not justified for a nonviolent first-time criminal.
A sentencing hearing for the man suspected of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband has been delayed by a month. David DePape is facing federal and state assault and attempted kidnapping charges. The court says the previously scheduled court dates were too close together.
New York City moving ahead with plans to charge drivers more in their busiest borough. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The MTA says 700,000 vehicles enter this part of the city every weekday, and the new tolls will help curb congestion and possibly generate billions of dollars for improvements to mass transit. The plan makes some exemptions for buses, government, and emergency vehicles, and there are discounts for those who make less than $50,000 and for drivers already paying tolls at the tunnels.
Supporters say the new toll will encourage people to take public transit.
Her first look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Heather Kelly.
We do have an accident on the collector ramp of northbound I-15 in Midvale. It's just before you exit at 7200 South. The vehicles are over on the right shoulder. That is slowing things down just a little bit. But if you're on main flow I-15 in the same area, you will see some brake lights as you head from Midvale into the Murray area. And then we have a report of a crash in Sandy at 9400 South, 300 East. We're seeing delays both eastbound and westbound on 94 South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rescheduling his delegation's visit to the White House. It was canceled, you may remember, after the U.S. opted not to veto a U.N. resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
The U.N. cannot force Israel to stop fighting in Gaza. It cannot force it to desist from this impending invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where 1.5 million people are sheltering. Many of them have been displaced, and probably a majority of them are facing starvation. But it sends a signal. And this is the first time that the U.S. has not vetoed the resolutions brought by other states. And Israel is very sensitive to that right now. They understand that the tone is shifting.
ABC's Matt Gutman says the specific date of the meeting has not been announced.
A new study suggests expensive weight loss drugs can be produced for less than $5 a month. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has reaction.
Senator Bernie Sanders now urging Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk to lower the list price of Ozempic and the related drug Wegovy in America to no more than what they charge for this drug in Canada, which is $155 a month. The company declined to provide the production costs, but says it spent nearly $5 billion on research and development last year, and that the out-of-pocket costs for Ozempic depend on a patient's insurance coverage.
Four people in California are behind bars after police say they stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of Lululemon leggings. That's a mouthful. The mass theft led to a police chase. Police say the suspects stole a total of 200 pairs of leggings valued at $23,000. The leggings retail for about $50 a piece.
The Star Trek franchise is trying to find a way to bring new Trekkies into the fold with a long list of new shows.
Streaming series include Strange New Worlds, which follows the Enterprise before James Kirk became captain. Lower Decks is a continuing comedic animated series, and the kids' animated Prodigy has been resurrected from cancellation to find a new home on Netflix. Some of these new shows have taken big creative swings, including crossover episodes and even a musical episode featuring K-pop, with the K meaning Klingons.
Why you only calling us when you got your dramas?
So what's next for Star Trek on streaming? Well, there's the Section 31 TV movie starring Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh, described as Mission Impossible in space, coming next year. Also in 2025, Starfleet Academy, a teen series set 1,000 years in the future, will make its debut. I'm Kevin Carr.
I see some more viewing in your future at your home.
I am an admitted Trekkie. I am big time.
Lots of opportunity coming. Speaking of watching things, Dune Part 2 has grossed nearly $600 million since it hit theaters last month. Most notable in the story are the giant sandworms, but how grounded to reality are these creatures from Frank Herbert's sci-fi epic? We're about to find out from KSL News Radio's Michael Kvit. Michael?
Tim, we're not going to see anything like Shai-Hulud in our lifetime, but some attributes of these mythic creatures are more than just fiction. For example, just like Shai-Hulud, some species of parasitic nematodes hunt their hosts using vibrations.
The experiment that was done to test that, the substrate that was used was sand itself.
Now, Utah professor Michael Werner also notes how some nematodes have a diversity of teeth-like structures, kind of similar to the ones you see on the mouths of those giant sandworms. Now, Shai-Hulud's life cycle also produces spice melange, allowing the universe's navigators to fold space-time and live longer. Now, old Earth's nematodes produce a substance that can extend its life as well. So, for now, if you were hoping to ride a giant sandworm and fulfill a dangerous prophecy in our lifetime, then, well, you'll have to ask the nematodes. Reporting live, Michael Kmitz, KSL News Radio.
Isn't the best science fiction always based on real science?
Absolutely. And that's a little freaky to think they may be roaming underneath our feet somewhere, and I did not anticipate a full biological history.
No, I loved it.
Of Shai-Hulud.
That was fantastic.
From one of our reporters this morning.
Come back and do it again.
Michael's on it. 7:09, time for a look at the drive with traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Doesn't look like a bad drive coming in from Tooele, Heather.
It's really not. If you're on the 201 freeway, you're going to have a smooth commute, maybe just a little bit of backup when the light turns red at 7200 West in Magna. And if you're sticking with SR36 and I-80, again, occasionally you have some crowding where it merges on to the freeway. But otherwise, it's a great commute. And in the Salt Lake Valley, you do have a little bit of slowing northbound I-15 from Midvale into Murray, but that's the only delay I see on a major roadway. Michelle.
So far, it's been really quiet on I-15 going from Ogden all the way into downtown Legacy. I-215 also in good shape, and we've had some intermittent slowing at the gates at Hill Air Force Base. Eric?
Starting to get a little bit busy heading over to the freeway if you're out in Saratoga Springs, both on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. Lehigh's Main Street in between, that's a decent alternative if you want to use that. If you're out in Orem heading westbound over to the freeway 800 North, it's starting to get busy at some of the intersections close to State Street, and then right as you get onto the freeway itself. I-15, though, does look good throughout Utah County. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for a little KSL weather chat. By 7 a.m., we got cloudy skies. Temperatures mild. In the mid and upper 40s, some of us may start the morning out in the low 50s. Breezy winds kicking up into the lunch hour with a couple of showers increasing, temps into the low 50s. Now, by this afternoon, the best time for rain will likely be between 2 and 4 p.m. as a cold front moves through the Wasatch Front, bringing valley rain and mountain snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
51 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll tell you about a lounge where you can go and read a book and pet a cat. That's just ahead on KSL.
All right, let's talk sports for a minute here. The Jazz have officially been eliminated from the playoff contention for the second year in a row. They lost to the San Antonio Spurs last night. The Jazz have the worst record in the NBA since the trade deadline, losing 15 of their last 18. The team has 9 more games to play until they reach the offseason.
The Utah Utes men's basketball team will continue their run through the NIT.
Final seconds, and the Utah Utes are going to Indianapolis.
That is just awesome. That's the call on ESPN as the Utes beat VCU at the Huntsman Center last night. The Utes will play top seed Indiana State on Tuesday night in the NIT semifinals in Indianapolis.
Speaking of the NCAA, they're asking lawmakers to take action against a certain type of sports betting that involves college players.
NCAA President Charlie Baker is urging lawmakers in states with legal wagering on sporting events to ban betting on individual player performances. Prop bets allow gamblers to wager on statistics a player will accumulate during a game. Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland are among the states that have removed prop betting on college athletes. The American Gaming Association estimates $2.7 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament through legal sports books. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
It's opening day across Major League Baseball.
Familiar names like the Dodgers, Braves, and Astros are the betting favorites to win the World Series, but there's also a focus on betting as baseball investigates Shohei Ohtani's now former interpreter, who said he placed more than $4 million worth of bets with an illegal bookmaker. Ohtani says he has never bet on sports.
I'm looking forward to focusing on the season.
The Texas Rangers open tonight at home against the Chicago Cubs. They'll raise their World Series champion banner before they start their title defense. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, some iconic movie props sold at auction for thousands of dollars. Yes, the floating piece of wood that kept Rose alive in the 1997 movie Titanic. Get this, sold for $718,000.
It's a prop.
It is. Not a real piece of the ship.
No.
And my point is, if
did
you...
Did they get that? Did they understand?
I don't know. Maybe they just have way too much money. But if you have to explain what it is to people that come look at it...
That's the door from the movie.
I'm not sure it's worth 700 grand. Maybe the owner will see if two people could really fit on it and end all this controversy about Jack's death.
Other items sold include the whip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Okay, this I get. Except you'll have to explain that, too.
Yeah.
It sold for $525,000. I don't get that. A Spider-Man suit worn by Tobey Maguire in the 2002 film went for $125,000. The auction made a total of $15
million. Good for them. Hopefully it went to a good cause. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Valley rain and mountain snow kicks in today with more set to come over Easter weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a man is in jail after West Jordan police say he called 911 saying he accidentally shot his best friend.
Third, traffic and weather together.
We have had a few accidents around the Salt Lake Valley, but the good news is they're not causing any serious delays at this moment. The worst one right now is on the collector ramp of northbound I-15, right before the 7200 South exit in Midvale. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold front expected this afternoon. That'll bring in valley rain and mountain snow. I'm Matt Johnson.
51 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get a check of our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Baltimore today, crews will begin removing the wreckage from the collapse of the Key Bridge. Investigators still don't know what caused that container ship to slam into the bridge after losing power. But ABC's Gio Benitez in Baltimore says they are hoping to find out more information in the coming weeks.
The NTSB gaining access to preliminary data from the Voyage Data Recorder, the agency hearing audio, which hasn't been released yet, from the ship's bridge, detailing the moments before that catastrophic collision. The lights on the ship going dark at 1:24 a.m., alarms then ringing out seconds later. Within minutes, the two pilots calling steering orders, radioing for tugboats to assist, and dropping the ship's port anchor.
The bodies of two of the six construction workers killed in the collapse were located yesterday, but divers say the conditions are too dangerous to search for any others. It's sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, convicted of defrauding his customers out of billions. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Bankman-Fried became a billionaire at 30, hiring celebrities to hype his exchange, FTX. FTX collapsed in late 2022. Bankman-Fried siphoned billions in customer funds to keep a privately controlled hedge fund solvent. Prosecutors said he deserves as much as 50 years in prison. His lawyers have asked for a much lighter sentence of no more than 6 years.
Reflections today on the life and career of former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Lieberman ran for president as a Democrat in 2004 in a campaign that never really got off the ground. And when he ran for his fourth Senate term in 2006, he lost the Democratic primary. Undeterred, he ran for re-election anyway and won decisively as an independent. He retired from the Senate in 2012 but remained active in politics, supporting both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden in their campaigns against Donald Trump.
It's opening day. Only the weather keeping every Major League Baseball team from playing ball today. The Mets and Phillies both rained out. This is ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. There's a new cat lounge in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson went to take a look at the feline friends at Fawn's Family Rescue.
Walking into their cat lounge, you'll be greeted by Lincoln, a black cat they've named as the senior assistant manager. And you'll see more than 20 cats on ceiling shelves, on tables, in cubbies. Aria Watterson, executive director for Fawn's Family Rescue, says they partner with local shelters and rescue vets from all over the region to showcase the adoptable cats in more of a low-stress environment.
We want to kind of specialize in the cats that need it the most.
The special needs cats. And the cats that are overlooked in shelters that are there for the longest. The ones that shut down a lot in shelters.
They have Wi-Fi and tables and a few snacks and drinks, but you're also able to bring your own food, as long as you're willing to protect it from these furry counter surfers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
People who aren't in the market to adopt a cat or a dog full-time might be able to help in a different way. Angie Wellings is a volunteer for CAWS, the Community Animal Welfare Society, and she says they need more foster families.
Dogs are in a foster home like mine or anybody else's. They're not in a shelter. And that allows them to really flourish, learn how to be a dog, learn how to be a cat.
Today, Dave and Dujanovic have a special broadcast from 9 until noon called Tales of Hope. They'll be live from the Salt Lake County Animal Services, and they'll be talking about the unique and unprecedented challenges facing animal rescue organizations this year.
Speaking of animals, they are more likely to get sick because of humans rather than the other way around, which is usually what we hear about. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Scientists are finding evidence that humans are more likely to get animals sick than animals are to get humans sick. A new study shows that humans give them twice as many illnesses. They're most likely to get pets and domesticated farm animals sick, but wild animals are more vulnerable because they're less exposed to human germs. Even though animal-to-human transmission is less common, it's proven more deadly. Scientists believe COVID-19, Ebola, and even the Black Death all came from animals. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
719, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Heather?
We are still moving, for the most part, at freeway speeds on I-15 throughout the Salt Lake Valley. That's both directions between Point of the Mountain and downtown Salt Lake. Earlier, we did have a bit of slowing through the Midvale area. That's eased up for the moment. You do have some congestion on the 201 freeway in Magnum, but that's typical when the light turns red at 7200 West. And then you'll just see some typical slower spots on both Bangor Highway and Mountain View Corridor through West Valley. Michelle.
Still very quiet up in Weber and Davis counties, looking at really no delays as if you're making way southbound I-15 from Ogden all the way into downtown. We do have a little bit of slowing, though. This is at the north and the south gates at Hill Air Force Base. Eric?
Got normal movement through Utah County right now from Provo to Lehi. No accidents or delays in Utah County. And along the Wasatch Back, it's looking good between Heber City and Park City. Although, if you're exiting US 40 going into Park City, that particular road, Kearns Boulevard, SR 248, that's got your usual westbound slowdowns. Baby Animal Days at American West Heritage Center in Logan, March 28th through April 6th. Visit awhc.org. Baby Animal Day. Join them for springtime. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 56 today with breezy winds out of the south. Then a cold front this afternoon, bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 52. 53 on Saturday with a chance for showers. Then more rain on Easter Sunday, 54 the high. Next Monday, mostly cloudy, 53. 58, we're climbing on Tuesday, sunny skies. How about 64 by next Wednesday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy skies out there, 51 degrees in the 7-day forecast, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I'm jealous of Dave and Debbie that they get to be at the animal services today.
It does sound like a fun broadcast.
Oh, wouldn't you love to be there this morning and see all the... Although, if I was, maybe I'd bring home another dog and my husband might kill me.
That is the challenge when they give you those puppy dog or those kitty eyes.
Well, 20 years ago, my daughter, when she was just a little girl, we just went to see the dogs. Yeah. And we came home with Ernie.
Always happens.
Yeah, and he took to her instantly. And what do you do when that happens?
Yeah,
but it was a love affair. It was a great relationship. So we'll be listening at 9 for sure.
Yeah, they'll be there till noon today. By the way, I just noticed that you have upset the universe. Is it Trekkies or Trekkers?
Okay.
You have a debate going here.
Yes. Well, this person who texted us obviously is a serious fan, and he says it's Trekkers, not Trekkies. Then I Googled it, and I found out that some serious Star Trek fans consider Trekkie a derogatory term, which I did not know, even though I am a serious Star Trek fan. My husband should have warned me about that. He's more serious than me.
Okay.
So I'll say Trekkers from now on, even though I sort of think of it as Trekkies.
We have now solved yet another of the big, big challenges in the world today. Trekkers, KSL News Time, 722.